a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than bread. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your rhema is better than bread. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better than bread.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the good blessings and the benefits we are enjoying day in, day out. Dear God, be that we exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, we come before the throne of grace, having nothing to hide. We confess all our sins this morning and we ask you, Lord, that you please have mercy upon us and forgive us all our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Dear God, we apply for the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement. Father, let the blood of Jesus atone for every of our sins. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit Divine, on a day like this, we hereby apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Father, therefore, lead us, guide us, order our steps, and direct our paths even as we step out this very day in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings we commit to your able hands, Lord. Please bless and prosper those that are not in any way contrary to your will for us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Exodus chapter number 33 and I take the reading from verse 1 through to verse 6. Exodus chapter number 23 from verse number 1 through to verse 6. God bless you. The read good as we follow the readings. And the Lord said unto Moses, And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornament. For the Lord had said unto Moses,
Say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now, put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. Hallelujah. Amen. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. God bless you. We are still on the topic, the presence of God. The presence of God. In the past two episodes, I've said few things concerning the presence of God. Let me just refresh your memory a bit on the last episode. On the last episode, I talked about the presence of God, what it means in the Hebrew language. In Hebrew language, the presence of God is called the word presence, rather. The word presence in Hebrew language is called panim. P-A-N-I-M. Panim. Which, you know, was translated to be face. And this simply implies implying a very close personal, very close and personal encounter with God. A very close and personal encounter with God. Don't forget, I told you, when we are talking about the presence of God, it is true. God is everywhere. He's omnipotent. God is omnipotent. And I am not talking about the omnipotence of God in this context. To be specific, I am actually talking about God is here. That personal encounter, having personal, you know, encounter with God. And don't forget that last episode as well, I spoke a bit about, you know, how God created us as the entity that contain his presence in the beginning. God created man. You see, part of the package, the gift of God to man is divinity in us. And that, you know, when you read Genesis chapter number 2 and you are reading verse 19, you will see how it was. God, the Bible says, God formed every other creatures, everything that, you know, we can find on earth, and brought them to, you know, Adam, for him to see what Adam will call them. Do you see something? So God was not interference in whatever Adam want to do at that moment. God left him to see what he has done. You see, let me see, maybe I have invested. And God saw that investment was very, very prolific, was very, very, you know, fruitful. The Bible says, whatever Adam called the name then was the name, remains the name up to this very moment. And but something terrible, something tragic happened. And the man chased away the presence of the living God through disobedience. And God be whom he is, as God of fellowship, God came down. When God came down, the Bible says, they ran away from his presence. They couldn't stand his presence any longer. Why? Sin. So we were the one that ran out of God's presence. And look at this place as well that I read this morning. When you read chapter number 32, you will see that people, after God has brought them out of the, you know, the land of Egypt, after the crossing of this Red Sea and so many things, yet these people, they sinned against God. Why Moses was on mountain with an encounter with God, was on the mountain having an encounter with God for their sake. And before Moses came down, you know, they have created an idol. They have run away from the presence of God. They don't want God. So man, we are the one that chased God away at all times. That was part of what I think I did mention it last time. So it is now our responsibility to seek God. Now, how do we attract back the presence of God? Because after the presence of God departed from us in the Garden of Eden, God sent us out of the garden. God sent man out of the Garden of Eden and blocked the path of the garden. So there is no way for us to go back there again. But from today, I want us to be talking on how can we attract God's presence. Number one that I would like to talk extensively about today is giving our life back to Christ. You see, the Bible says in the book of John, chapter number 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So no man can come to the Father except through me. That is Jesus himself talking. So you want to go back to that presence of God. You want to attract the presence of God. You want to go back to that garden of peace. That garden where man was made to be God. Where man was made to be God and function in the God's own divinity. That is the reason why the Bible says we were made in the image of God. Is God black? Is God white? No, the image of God in us is its divinity, its nature in us. That is, we could function in Adam. We could function as God was functioning. We can function in God's own capacity. That is, whenever God is not there on earth, whatever God wants to do, we are capable of reasoning the mind of God. We are capable of having the mind of God. We are capable of acting in God's own capacity on earth. That was what it means. But we lost all this through disobedience. All this was, you know, was what Satan briefed us through disobedience, through sins. That is the reason why I choose this particular scripture. God said in that verse 3, I will no longer go in your midst any longer. That is, my presence will no longer be with you. Our God is God of relationship. God that loves, you know, relating one-on-one with us. What about you? When you were born innocently, you started growing up. Before you know it, you learned the way of lying. You learned the way of promiscuity. You know, criminality, and so on and so forth. Thereby, we chase away the presence of God. But I've told you in the past that you cannot do without God. You cannot do without His presence. You see, the manifestation the manifestation of who God has made you and the fulfillment of your divine destiny is covered, is wrapped in the presence of God. The Bible says, "In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy." So, for you to manifest whom you are, because even without the presence of God, you won't be able to tap into your own destiny. You won't be able to even know whom you are in His agenda. You won't be able to fulfill God's own agenda until get it right, until you come back to His presence. And Jesus is showing you the way back. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through Him. Giving your life to Christ is not negotiable if you are not yet a child of God. Shake up your life this morning and make sure you surrender your totality unto Him. Prevention, you have given your life to God, to Christ once in a while. I mean, once upon a time, but now something happened and then you are now a backslider. I am telling you this morning, you have done it once again. I mean, we have done it once before and you can do it once again. You can do it again. You can give back. You can rededicate your life back to Christ this morning. God loves you. The best thing we can do on earth is for us to carry the presence of God. The Bible says, ye are gods. All of you are the children of the Most High. So the divinity that disappeared in us, we must look for it again. For us to be able to act in God's capacity. For us to be able to have and think the mind of God. We must be able to have the mind of God. Christ said, let this mind be in you. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ in Philippians chapter 2. Can you see? We need to carry the mind of God, the mind of Christ. And that can only happen when we surrender our lives to Christ. Bow down your head this morning. Talk to God. How long, how many more preachers do you want to come and preach to you before you surrender your life to Christ? How many more preachers do you think you will have access to? Prevention, this will be the last one you hear. You never can tell what will happen. Those who have died this morning as we are talking, many of them never bargained for death. That is it. Many of them were never sick at all. That is what I mean. So nobody bargained for death. Nobody bargained for death at all. But quite unfortunate, many has died this morning already. There is nothing we can do about that. Death is part of our life. It's part of us. It's part of us. We can't do either we like talking about it or not. Anything can happen at any time. So how many more preachers do you think you need? Talk to him. Lord, please, I've come this day. I know myself, I'm a backslider, or I know myself, I'm a sinner. I've never for once realized this before. But now I come to you. Please have mercy upon me. I surrender my life, my totality to you. Be my personal savior and be my Lord. Lord it over me. Lead, come into my heart, control my life, direct my path. Save me from myself. Save me from carnality. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. If you said that short prayer, I congratulate you. So from now on, get the Bible and make sure you read Bible every day. Make sure you pray every day and make sure you look for a Bible-believing church and join them. God bless you. God willing, I pick it up from there tomorrow. For contacts or questions or anything, you can reach out to me through my emails. Johnson Ayo Julius. Ayo is A-Y-O. Johnson Ayo Julius at gmail.com or Johnson Julius at tableofgodsgrace.org. God bless you. You can also reach me through any of the lines +233-502-7499-15 or +233-552-482-187. God bless you. Exploit this very day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.